B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
All right. I told you, I woke up thinking about two things. One, how do people do it, right? How do they, because I was thinking, I feel bad for people, right? Everybody's got schedules and kids and stuff. And I'm the coach of the Little League team, right? And I've had a hellish week, and you know that.
Yes.
Trudis,
yes, you have.
Right? Like a hellish week. So, you know, it's like, I don't know how people balance time. And then I'm talking to a friend of mine last night who was telling me, when I was coming home from Cousin's Corner, we were chatting, Vinny, and he goes, listen, because you're going to be traveling like all over the place. I'm like, traveling? Like, what? Yeah, like, oh, yeah, you're going to be going here and here. And I'm already getting anxiety thinking, how do you balance kids, sports, and, you know, providing for the kids so they can play their sports?
That's a good question. I mean, my father did it, and he was driving out to Plymouth Meeting for work. It was crazy. So, I don't know how he did it. I appreciate everything that he did.
Yeah, like, how does that happen?
Well, a lot of the tournaments, again, we were going to Reading. We weren't going to, you know, West Coast. So, it was a weekend tournament.
Well, and like, even, like, my buddy Joe Ben, who's got Sammy, who it goes all over the place. Like, a lot of it was, they did a lot of Ripken.
Right.
So, a lot of it in Merrill. But still, the other piece of it is...
finances.
Yeah, so listen. Next weekend, right? Mossy plays with eight-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
8 years. Mm-hmm. And they got a weekend tournament next weekend.
Really?
So I go...
that young?
Yeah, so I go, that's awesome. Except, like, what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday...
yeah.
...is all going to be spent at the field.
Yeah, and then there's the consolation game where you go, what's the point of even being here, but you paid the money? I remember that. Like, I was like, oh, God, a consolation game. All right.
That's intense.
And those games are going through Sunday.
Right.
And you're not leaving Sunday morning.
And, like, I work on weekends. So, like, you know, like, I'll do some stuff and, you know, how do you manage it?
Yeah, it's tough. And then you got to do the family stuff. My mom, oh, she loved it. Mother's Day weekend tournaments.
Really?
And by when I say she loved it, she hated it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're paying all the money to play on these teams.
Yeah.
You got to go do it.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, so it's good luck.
All right.
I don't know how my father did it.
That's what I woke up thinking about.
Maybe I'll set up a phone call for you.
That and Nick Sirianni.
Well, I have the Sirianni audio. Would you like to hear with the Gap Band underneath, or would you rather play it a little bit later?
I want Gap Band.
You want Gap Band underneath Nick Sirianni?
Yes.
It might excite you even more. All right, here's Nick Sirianni. He did a 20-minute film review when he was coaching the, you know, obviously with the Indianapolis Colts, but this was for the Eagles. So he's wearing the Eagles hoodie and all that kind of stuff. And he loves football, man. Take a listen.
So this one right here is, we're trying to push this ball downfield, as you can see, right? We got a route on, a very similar route with the deep cross. It's just people are getting there different ways, okay? We're trying to push this ball down the field with the play action. They do a good job of covering it. You can see Minkah Fitzpatrick driving the crosser by Paris Campbell right here. But what we do right here is we get the ball to a guy with the ball in his hands off the check down because everybody's sunk out of there, right? It's take what the defense gives us. The defense wants to give us an underneath. We'll take it. I like this clip that you picked right here because not every guy yards after catch looks the same. Mo Alie-Cox looks different than Michael Pittman, looks different than T.Y. Hilton, right? So look at how he creates this. He creates this with power, right? He creates yards after catch with power, right? Sink out of there. You can look at the emotion on the sideline. I love that. Let's Jason Michael, our tight, go back. Go back. Look, that's Jason Michael, our tight end coach, because he's the tight end coach here. Look at the teammates. Look how much love they have for each other. That's Jack Doyle. Look how excited. That's Eric Ebron. Look how excited that tight end room is that Mo Alie-Cox just got a little touch right there and bowled over the Steelers' defense. Look at the energy it brings to the entire sideline. Yeah, one of those guys is me. I'm excited. All right, I'm just not as excited as those tight ends. Like, gosh, I got to get myself that excited. That's awesome. Hopefully you can feel how excited I am right now.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
He loves football, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
It makes me feel like he's going to be in the room all the time.
Yeah, it's part of the reason why I don't think he's going to be bad. However, a little much.
He's on the camera. Listen, he's going to be one of those guys.
I don't know what to think. Help. I need help.
I think he's going to be one of those guys that pumps up his team.
Okay.
He's not a gosh golly.
Yeah, I like there's part of it I like a lot.
Right.
And I actually have, can I just tell you, I'm asking for mental states and feeling a lot about, you know, I really want what other people think. But when it comes to Sirianni, I actually believe he's going to be good. I think he's going to work out. But I have no basis for that feeling.
Right. Because he ain't called the plays and we don't know his past, really. It's going to be interesting. He loves football. I like that. That's step one. I don't care about press conferences. All right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Fair.
We're good.
Morning thought.
Dude, you're freaking me out with that. Like, that is a little over the top. Like, I don't hate it, but I...
Come on, you can't be... Based off of that. He's doing it for the Eagles website. He knows it.
Yeah. I'm trying to be pro Sirianni. You're laughing. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. That didn't do anything for me to think positively or negatively. I just go, all right, loves football. Awesome.
Okay.
I know that I have a coach that loves what he's going to be doing.
Don't they all love football?
I hope.
Come on, dude. Seriously.
Yeah. No,
like,
I got
it. Like,
you.
They love football. Okay.
Maybe he loves football more than the rest.
Like, Belichick doesn't show you anything. Does he love football?
Yeah,
of course he does.
Yeah, he loves football. Morning thought was a morning wake up because my wife has been busting my stones about something I purchased the other day. So I do the grocery run the other day. She does them all the time, and I appreciate her doing that. But it was a day she was working. I got done it too, you know. And we were out of paper towels. So I go down the paper towel aisle. And there's the, you know, the big brands. And they're like $18 and all that stuff. And then there's this other brand I've never heard of for $4. So I bought them.
Oh, no.
The other day...
You brought paper towels?
The other day...
What did you buy, Brainy?
I don't know.
Not Brawny?
I don't know what...
You probably bought the Brainy towels because they stink.
So I'm sitting here, we're at work, and I get a text saying, I can't believe you. And I'm thinking like, oh, Jesus.
Like, what did I do? Right.
What did I do? Right? And then she sends a photo of the paper towels. And I go, what? What's the problem? She goes... Did it really mean that much to you, saving the dollar? I was like, first off, hon, it was more than a dollar. Saved like $10
on these papers. You didn't save $10.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
They were on sale, $4. I was happy about it.
I don't believe you saved $10.
And so now...
$4 for how many rolls?
Eight pack, man.
Listen, I'm a paper towel expert.
Now, here's the problem.
Listen, when you have two kids, two dogs, all right?
Yeah.
All right? Throw ups.
Yeah.
And spills.
Okay.
And vomits. Ugh. And poops. Let me tell you something. All right? You need strong paper towels.
All right, so this morning.
And that Bobo, she's right.
This morning, she accidentally spilled a little bit of coffee, and she wiped up. It wiped up just fine.
No, it didn't.
But she complained about the Bobo paper towel.
She's right.
But I have to say this. There's another reason why.
Team Christie all the way.
There's another reason why I saved the money with the Bobo paper towel. She is totally against, and I know we're not alone. She's not alone. You're probably like us. She doesn't use the napkin. Hey, Q, I go, Christy, can you get me a napkin for dinner? She rips off the paper towel roll.
Yeah, I don't do the napkin either.
But the napkin is less money and used for a specific purpose. The paper towel is more money, and it should be used for those messes that you're talking about.
Okay, so... Wow, that's a great question.
So I buy the Bobo because I know she's using it more for the the mouth.
Okay, so I grew up in a napkin household.
Same. My mom had them for every season.
Yes, same thing. But now my household is paper towels.
Yes.
You know.
I bought napkins probably a year ago. And we still have
my Aunt Cookie, like I spent so much time with my Aunt Cookie, my grandmother. They were napkin people, too. And you're right. And I'm a paper towel house.
So I buy the cheaper paper towels because I know we're not using them for the big messes. Majority of the time.
Well, yeah, you are.
Majority of the time, we're using them for, you got some barbecue sauce on your cheek.
Okay, but you still need, if you get a big mess, you need the real paper towel. You don't get the cheapo paper towel.
Oh, then you just use more of the cheapo.
Your point is correct, which is, you're half right, half wrong. You got to go strong paper towel, but institute the napkin rule.
See, do you go Bobo anything? Because we've had the sock conversation. You're Nike Under Armour all the way. I have a pair of socks on right now from Amazon. I paid like $5 for a 12-pack.
Yeah, no.
And they have extra cushion on the heel, which I love.
Yeah, no, I need.
But I don't know what the brand is.
Yeah, no, I'm very brand conscious.
Do you go Bobo anything?
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.